You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here. He's from T-Storm in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the river system. It's been dry for quite some time in the Midwest. The rivers are low. That's causing basis levels, or the difference between local price and the Chicago price, to widen out, because they simply can't get barges down the river as efficiently as they could if the levels were higher. Any thought over the next couple of weeks that we might have some recovery?
Well, there's a couple of chances for rain out there, and we need a couple of those to verify. The way it looks at the moment, there's a high probability for heavy rain to the northwest of Illinois over the next 3 days. So we'll see a swath of heavy rain set up from Kansas into Iowa, into Wisconsin. That will feed into the Mississippi and Missouri River basins, and then that should move on to the south with time. We're looking for generalized rainfall of 1 to 2 inches, though there will be a swath or two in excess of 3 inches out in that area. So that's kind of your first chance for rain, Todd. But the better chance for the Ohio River and into the Mississippi Delta, that comes on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And it's all related to the eventual remnant circulation of Tropical Storm Nate. Right now, Tropical Storm Nate is located to the south of Cuba. That is going to move to the north and northwest over the next 2 days, and then eventually make landfall somewhere close to New Orleans on Sunday. Now, this is an important forecast, because if the system moves a little bit further to the west, we'll see some big rains along the Mississippi River and also along the Ohio River. Those would essentially stretch from New Orleans to Memphis to Cairo, Illinois, and then up into the Cincinnati area and points on to the east. Now, if that system were to move just a little bit further to the east, though, then all of that rain would essentially fall, but it would miss these rivers and end up just a tiny bit over to the south and east of where they're located. So that's going to eventually determine how this whole situation ends up. If that system were to hit as currently expected, we could see a good 1 to 3 inch soaker across the entire Mississippi and into the Ohio River basin. Again, all from Tropical Storm Nate. But we're still a few days out here from knowing exactly where that'll go. We know it'll make landfall on Sunday. It's just going to come down to exactly where it goes.
What other things have you been keeping an eye on, either here in the United States or across the planet?
Well, there's only two other things to really think about. And that's, number one, what happens after this rain goes through over the next couple of days and then later on early next week. After that, it looks pretty dry. So these are your best chances for rain over the next 10 to 14 days. We'll see some showers and storms next week, but nothing major. These are your big chances right here. The other issue regards what's happening in Brazil. We saw a pretty good rain across most of the corn and soybean growing region last weekend. Now it's drying out again, and it looks to stay dry in the key central and northern areas over the next 5 to 10, even 15 days. We'd like to see a little bit more rain there, because it is the dry season right now, but eventually we're going to start moving into the rainy season, where it should be raining more regularly. At this point, it looks like there's not much on the near-term horizon, so they'll start to dry out a lot with time, and that'll lead us into the second half of the month, where we'll be saying, hey, we need a little bit of rain. So that's something else to watch. Otherwise, the only other issue is that southern Brazil and Paraguay, just to the south of where this dry area is developing, they'll be real wet. 3 to 6 inches of rain over the next 10 days in south Brazil and Paraguay. They average around 6 inches for the entire month of October. So this is a pretty big deal for them. All in all, not the best situation for planting in Brazil at the moment. But once we start to see these rains spread out with time, more than likely toward the end of this month, then things will start to smooth out a little bit.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.